It's time for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center. 8 banded legs, 8 beady eyes, 1 intricately constructed silk web. From a contemplative distance of 3 inches, the banded garden spider is a remarkably beautiful creature. She can measure 1.5 inches in diameter and is one of many orb-weaving spiders common to forest, field, and urban garden. Her back is delicately striped with black, brown, and gold, and the intricate black and yellow pattern of her underside resembles one of those sanity-determining inkblot tests of the 1960s. Her web, and it is typically the female who builds the largest and most elaborate webs, is the classic orb design, a sticky silken spiral radiating from a hub of support lines. I would hardly have noticed her among the dry grasses if it were not for an unusual structure incorporated into her web, a thick white zigzag of silk descending from the center, which drew my attention to the web before I even noticed the spider waiting at the center. What was this silken aberration? Wouldn't it make the otherwise cryptic web more conspicuous to spider-seeking predators or web-avoiding insects? Why would a spider take such a risk? These zigzags of silk found in many orb webs are termed stabilimenta, as they were first thought to aid in stabilizing and strengthening the web. It turns out, though, that this extra silk is laid on too loosely to add any extra strength or absorb shock. In addition to the zigzag design that I noticed, stabilimenta can take on a variety of shapes, including spiral discs, crosses, and vertical lines. Numerous ideas on the function of stabilimenta have been proposed over the years, some more plausible than others. Perhaps this additional silk helps to support the spider's weight. Is it simply extra silk left over from web construction? Maybe the silk has special properties to reflect UV light and thus attract insect prey to the web. Some have even suggested that it serves as a love path to direct the male to the female. Today, arachnologists, those who study the eight-legged, mostly set aside such romantic notions in favor of theories of predator defense and web protection. So back to my original question, why would a spider risk making her web more visible? As it turns out, this may be precisely the point. The prevailing theory favors predator defense. It seems plausible that stabilimenta act to conceal or distort the outline of the spider, or to increase the apparent size of the spider by adding irregular shapes to the web. This may effectively ward off potential predators. Stabilimenta may also act to advertise the web itself so birds can avoid flying into the sticky silk, a bonus to bird and spider alike. Today's Field Note was written some years ago by Elizabeth Edlund. I'm Caroline Kurtz for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center, providing natural history education for schools and the public throughout Montana. For information on upcoming events and programs, call the center at 327-0405 or visit our website at www.montananaturalist.org.